Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of making images of living things, either on rugs, stones, clothes, dirhams, on cushions, dinars, pillows, etc., and the prohibition of forming images on walls, roofs, curtains, turbans, clothes, etc., and the command to obliterate images. Here, as we going, we explain that Shariat takes a very, very hard stance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that this act of creating, this act of making, is the unique quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala mentions, هو الله الخالق الباري المصور. That Allah ta'ala is the creator, Allah is the perfect maker, Allah is the fashioner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is mentioned in Surah Hashar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that's creating, making and fashioning. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like when somebody else tries to imitate that act of making by the mere making of a image. Something that we look at small or deem it to be small. But in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that is very, very great, big. It's a major sin, as we can see from the various ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are doing. And as we are going on, we'll see the azab for it also is very serious. So when a sin is serious, then the punishment, the warnings for it are also very serious in the ahadith. So today's hadith, عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة المصورون متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud رضي الله عنه narrates that I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the people who will receive the severest punishment on the day of Qiyamah will be those who made images. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, and Musnad Ahmad. As we explained before, this word al-musawwirun is general. Those that make images is not restricted only to physical images, or there's a distinguish in the hadith that comes that you get digital images and non-digital images. All these distinguishing things, some people have brought it out now. But all along, these images were something that was accepted, unanimously accepted, that it's not permissible. Therefore, an intelligent thing for a person to do is stay away from picture making, stay away from photography, videoing of people, of anything, or anything that is living, even if it's a bird, even if it's an animal, don't video it, don't take a photo of it. Because this is something that is very, very serious. This hadith is saying, إِنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَذَابًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that the people who will receive the most severest punishment on the day of Qiyamah are who? Are those that made images. So therefore we must be very, very careful. Our deen is something that's valuable. This iman that we got is something that's valuable. Look after it. More than we look after our gold, our silver, our money, our cash, our things that are valuable. More than we look after it, look after the iman that we got, and be careful of these images. And this is something that we must be very, very careful of. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned about something, then we don't want to fall into the displeasure. We don't want to fall into the displeasure of Allah ta'ala. We don't want to fall into the displeasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How hard it is? Not hard. Those people that stay away from it, they'll tell you it's so easy. When there's so much of warning, and it's so easy to stay away from it, then why do we still have to still do selfies and take photographs and video in the weddings and video wherever you go, to such an extent that the menace has hit the Haram Sharif also, that you can't even do tawaf without people videoing there, people making salam. You'll think that you're in some destination, some holiday destination where tourists are all coming and everyone is doing some tourist move there by videoing. The respect of the place, the sanctity of the place has left. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullahi has given one very beautiful example. It's an example that we must keep reminding ourselves of when we see this. He gave the example of photography, of images, of living things, like a volcano. Like a volcano spewing out all sorts of lava, gases, and all other filth. He says photography is like that. It may look innocent that a volcano, before it erupts, it looked innocent. Nobody knew that suddenly one volcano is going to shoot out from there, is going to spew out all these things. But when it does, then it spews out all other filth with it. So when you look at photography, that before the introduction of this videography and photography, that level of pornography wasn't there so high. And then you look at the level of indecency that has come with it. indecency that has come in the form of television, in the indecency that has come in the form of magazine prints, the indecency that has come into the minds of people, the disobedience, the disrespect, and all the other filth that it's spewed out with it, is almost like that volcano. When it came with such a rush, and all this in there directly linked as far as this photography, this videoing is concerned. How many people are digitally, have got something known as digital addiction, and it's because of the same thing, that their eyes can't get off that screen now, and most of the time it's glued onto thing that has images of humans in it. It's not just that they're reading some novel, some book, some kitab all the time. It's this digital attraction, and more so action-packed, that's attracting the people, attracting the children in the form of games, in the form of violence, in the form of indecency. So all this is all directly related to images. If we just take the beautiful ahadith and the beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we realize that there's a very serious punishment for it. Why? Because there's very serious consequences with this. So therefore we must be very, very careful. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has explained something very nice. That Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has stated that ulama of the view that making an image of a living being, taking a picture, making an image of somebody that's living, even if it has to be artwork, look at the person and you try and imitate the way he looks. So he says making an image of a living being is severely prohibited, and amongst the major sins regarding which severe warnings have been mentioned in the hadith, it is prohibited because one is imitating the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the creator. And then he further stated that keeping images of animate objects in honor and respect is completely prohibited. So it goes on to another level. First, it's not permissible at all. And now to honor it is going very, very close to kufr also. Why? Because the person now is revering and is honoring those images that he has got. And then there's something else also that we also learn from the hadith, that the greater the degree of resemblance between the image and the actual creation, so the greater the degree of resemblance between the image that was created and the actual creation, the greater the degree of prohibition, because the extent of challenging and attempting to resemble Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greater when the image is closer to the original. You're getting it much, much closer to the original, so the extent of the prohibition is much more. So now let us ask ourselves, as this cameras and as this digital imaging is improving all the time, are we getting it closer to the original or are we getting further away? It's getting closer to the original and the prohibition is even more. So therefore we must be very careful. A person has got, for example, a newspaper in the house. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi would say, cut out all those photographs, cut out all those things and then read it. Now there's even a way where a person, if he's browsing some news or something, there's a way that you can take out all those pictures from there and then you can browse, you can have a image-free browsing. So this is something that we must do, because more and more fitan will come as far as this photography, as far as this videography. Every time you want to look at some screen or some site, then this pop-up will keep coming up, and sometimes it's of ladies and sometimes it's of nude women, etc. And very often that sticks in the mind of a person. One person came to complain to one of our kabir, and he tells him that I seen, as I was looking at my phone, there was a pop-up of a nude woman, a woman that was completely indecently dressed. And these things happen for marketing purposes. He says that now when I even go into sajda in my salah, that image is coming in front of my face. So therefore you find when the Shariat is telling us to stay away from these taking of images and photographs, keeping away, far as possible we must stay away from it. Why? Because there is very great harm in it. And we want to protect our iman, we want to protect our salah, we want to protect our mind, we want to protect our deen. Then let us take these advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to heart. It isn't such, some people say, no, these people are extreme, and they're talking about photographs. There isn't such a thing as extreme. If in the month of Ramadan we don't take one sip of water on a hot day, and that's not regarded as extreme, then how can we still feel the other teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam are extreme? Actually, it's there for our own protection. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.